After addressing the jealousy of those in a lower position and removing the discouragement they might feel from others being granted greater gifts, he also suppresses the arrogance of these latter ones who had received larger gifts. He did the same in his conversation with the former. For the claim that it was a gift and not a personal merit was meant to emphasize this. But now he does it again, even more forcefully, lingering on the same metaphor. Because from the body in the subsequent discussion, and from the unity derived from it, he moves towards the actual comparison of the body parts, something which they were particularly eager to understand, since there wasn't as much comfort in them being all one body as in the belief that with their specific endowed talents they were not significantly surpassed. And he says, "The eye cannot say to the hand, 'I have no need of you,' nor the head to the feet, 'I have no need of you.'"